Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. About $3,200 worth of cash and goods reported stolen from a downtown business during a burglary early yesterday morning. The incident was reported at Mystic Treasures at the 100 block of Franklin Street. Juneau Police Department says two suspects used force to enter the building at about 1:30 yesterday morning. They say anyone with information should contact them at 586-0600 or go online at JunoCrimeLine.com. The Juneau School District has reached a tentative agreement with Juneau support staff for a new 3-year contract. The two sides have been negotiating since early January. The current contract expires at the end of June. Jess represents more than 300 of the district's 745 staff members and includes office and instructional support staff, school nurses, rally, as well as maintenance and custodial personnel. Jess president Cricket Curtin says few details are being released at this time because members have been on spring break last week, but she says negotiations with the district went well.
It was very good. I thought everybody, both sides, worked very well together and came to agreement we can all live with.
Jess members are scheduled to vote on the new contract Saturday, April 14th, and then the Juneau School Board will vote. Details of the agreement will be released after it's ratified. The district is still negotiating with the Juneau Education Association, which represents teachers. Alaska's unemployment rate for February declined slightly to 7.1%. The national rate for last month was 8.3%. According to the State Labor Department, Alaska's rate is near its 10-year average, and for the last 40 months, unemployment in Alaska has been well below the national rate. Aleutians Eastboro had the lowest jobless rate in February, followed by the North Slope and Juneau at 5.5%. A year ago, Juneau's rate was over 6%. The largest, most advanced ship ever built by Edison Schwest Offshore will soon leave South Louisiana for Alaska. The 360-foot-long icebreaker was christened Saturday at Port Fouchon in Louisiana. It was named Ivic, which means walrus in the Nupiat language. In a couple of weeks, its crew will head for Alaska, where Shell Oil Company has tentative approval to drill 4 exploratory wells in July. And thousands of gray whales are on the move along the Oregon coast. They're heading north towards summer feeding grounds in the Bering Sea. People staked out the coast Saturday near Florence, Oregon, hoping to catch a glimpse of the massive mammals. Cheryl Haskell with Whale Watching Spoken Here says the best chance to see gray whales along the Oregon coast is between now and early May. Gray males migrate south during the winter to give birth, and then they return north in the summer, feeding in the Bering and Chukchi Seas.